This is a program about foolishness. Wait. I'm against it. Here's Morgan. See, that's when I wish it was supposed to come in. Well, must be Springs got him. I was talking to a robin this afternoon, just back from Miami Beach, Florida. He said it was awful. He had to occupy a nest with 10 other birds at $50 a day. Never had a wink of sleep either because one of his roommates was a woodpecker, kept dreaming about Charlie McCarthy. Another was an eagle. Who was afraid of getting bald.
Ooh. Ooh.
Then all day he had to listen to the complaints of a chicken hawk who developed an allergy to chicken. It's pretty silly, isn't it? It gets worse, though. So all in all, the robin had come finally to dislike the suit. Said he wasn't going to vote for Senator Claghorn anymore. Said he came back north with the help of a prevailing southerly or a Claghorn wind. Wind, that is. Claims that now his favorite radio program is Mr. and Mrs. North. Favorite football team is Northwestern. This robin told me the next winter he's going to fly west, following the tracks of the Northern Pacific. Going to spend the winter in North Dakota eating apples. Northern spies!
Hey.
Brr. I asked this robin, you tired of the robin yet? Kill him off in a minute. I asked him about the old verse, and he gave me the answer. The old verse, you may remember, is, "When the north wind doth blow, then we will have snow. And what will the robin do then, poor thing?" I have the answer. He'll save all his dough, hide his roll in the snow, and sleep till he's paged in the spring. And now, it's spring in New York. The women are discarding the funny hats they wore all winter, and putting on the hysterical things they wear in the spring. The air is a lot clearer, so you can see the grime on the buildings. At high noon, a little sunlight trickles down between the office buildings. The stenographer looks out the window and wishes that she was in a novel by Faith Baldwin or Kathleen Norris, and that strong, handsome Eric would pick her up in his muscular arms and carry her across the pond. Her boss looks out the window and wishes that his name was Eric. They both sigh, look at each other, shrug their shoulders, and go back to finishing their income tax statements. Ah, spring.
Ah! I'm not a proper copper, though I'm wearing copper's clothes. A fancy dress ball where I've been the cause of all my woes. I lost my key and found the kitchen window open wide. So climbed in that and found the kitchen door was locked outside. I felt a trifle tired, the kitchen copper caught my eye. It seemed to make an ideal resting place. I climbed into that copper, but I woke up later on to find a policeman staring in my face. So behold in me the copper that they copped inside the copper, and a proper copper caught me sleeping there. I woke and saw that copper, and he seemed a proper whopper, for that copper stood 6 feet, I will declare. Then I came a proper cropper when I tried to bribe that copper. From my purse I took what coppers I had got. He said, "I'm a proper, but you're not a copper proper." So the copper kept me purse and copped them up, me and all.
We present the well-known German news analyst, Hans von Hans. We take you now to Berlin.
Guten Abend, ladies and gentlemen. First, a look at the overall picture. We need overalls. Now a look at the other side. We need underwear. Now let's look at it another way. We need... Now the local news. Breslau. In Breslau today, Frau Anderson was arrested for marrying an American corporal named Anderson. Also an American sergeant named Jones and an American private named Smith. She wasn't charged with bigamy. It was a case of super fraternization. We see here that the Russian army is in Iran. How could they do that? For one country to march into another isn't right. Of course, Germany marched into a couple of countries here and there, but only to protect them from Russia. So how could Russia march in to protect them from Russia? Impossible. Maybe they're going to protect them from England. In that case, it's all right. In the old days, we would have been glad to march in, but you know how most commentators say a funny thing happened to me the other day? Well, nothing funny ever happened to us until we went to North Africa. Then a funny thing happened to us on our way to Turkey. The desert fox was foxed. Couldn't have happened to a nicer bunch of Panzer divisions. Our former leader was absolutely right. Split the enemy. Split the enemy. And that happened, but too late. Today, England is allied with America and Russia is allied with Russia, but too late. Here in Berlin, the American zone is fine. The Russian zone is fine. I still prefer the O zone. We try to make good neighbors out of the French, which proves the old saying. Build a better neighbor than your mousetrap, and the world will beat your head against the door. So it goes.
But it's a good lead into a sad story of a guy who saved his money and his wife and bought a chicken ranch. He had pullets, squabs, fryers, broilers, roasters, and $1,000 debt. If he didn't pay off the mortgage by June 1st, the ranch would go back to the bank. By the end of May, he had $1,000 worth of eggs saved up in cold storage and was going to bring them to market and pay off the mortgage. He put the eggs in large, bags. And he piled the bags on the edge of the loading platform, preparing to load them on the truck. There were so many bags of eggs that he had to leave them piled all the way back to the doorway of the cold storage plant. You get the picture? Uh-huh. As he was inside, getting ready to carry out the last bag of eggs, fire broke out. In a panic, he rushed to the doorway to get help. He accidentally knocked down the bags piled in the doorway. They fell against the others on the edge of the platform. They fell off, and all the eggs were ruined. Then he realized that he shouldn't have left them piled in the doorway. So nowadays, his motto is, don't put all your bags in one exit. What did you say? Hey, 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 hey. doesn't rain now, it never will. These are all records, except me, who's 28. I just found out what keeps the divorce rate so high. Cosmetics. Oh, yes. It's all these creams that you rub on that make you look younger. Breaking up thousands of homes every day. I can prove it. Maybe not to my satisfaction, but to yours anyway. It goes like this. I heard this on the Lady Esther program, for instance. Lady Esther was giving her little talk, and she said that not she, but some women claim that by using her cream makes them look 10 years younger when they apply it. And I believe it does in many cases. If they think so, I think so. So here's what happens. A lady's going out with her husband. She gets herself all dolled up and looks pretty snappy. Belle of the ball. She looks 29 years old. Wonderful. Then the couple leaves the party and goes home. And this is where it happens. Preparing for bed, she takes the cream off and immediately looks 10 years older. A couple of nights of this and the husband gets a divorce. It figures. Do you follow the reasoning? If she puts the cream on and looks 10 years younger, when she takes it off, she looks 10 years... Yeah, it figures. Isn't science wonderful? I don't see why, if women can paint on lips that aren't there and paint white cheeks red and all the other stuff that they do, which is false but accepted, why can't men do the same thing? Not rouge and lipstick, but do what makes men attractive. Why don't they wear false muscles in their arms? And broad shoulders that you could pump up with a bicycle pump. Women have day and night makeup. All right, men can have tawny, rippling muscles for beach wear. Then for the evening, they can deflate them just enough to fit into their dinner jackets. It would be accepted after a while. How about some putty chins that look firm and dominating? There's a lot that men can do. Does she love to watch a man smoke a pipe? You hate pipes? Fine. I have a pipe with a large hollow stem, just big enough to put a cigarette in. You smoke your cigarette, and she's happy watching you smoke a pipe. Is this very vague to you, Willie? Are you awake, Willie? It's getting late here in New York, or wherever we are. It's getting late everywhere. Did you ever notice that? Every golden hour is set with 60 diamond minutes. I have lost fortunes being in radio. Just ticking them off. Women can... Suppose she likes curly, thick eyebrows. And you have to have... You happen to have very straight, palsied-looking eyebrows. Well, women wear false eyelashes. Why can't a man paste on some eyebrows? Just for the evening, you know, going out tonight, wants to look masculine. Oh, well, maybe you don't like the idea. If you guys would stick with me, we'd all be breathtaking. You know I'm through? You can play records from now on. I don't have another word to say.
A female was giving a lecture about the origin of man. The missus and I went to hear her, and this is the way she began. Now, just look at man. Well, what is he? He thinks he's important, of course. The absolute lord of creation. Did ever you hear such a sauce? You can tell by their shapes they descended from apes, and the founders should all be garrotted. There are some just like monkeys, she shouted with spite. There's a specimen here in this building tonight. Then she glared straight at me, said the wife, strike a light. Bob down. You're spotted. Last night I came home from his supper, and feeling a bit peckish too, I just had a peep in the saucepan, my favorite dish, oyster stew. If there's one thing I do like, it's oysters. They make me feel hungry, you know. So I said as I sniffed the aroma, oh, I must have a taste of water. The gravy, no kid, it was lifting the lid, as up to the saucepan I brought it. There was one little oyster on top of the stew, when a big chap below that was hidden from view said, look out, there's a man with a fork after you. Bob down. You're spotted.
Morgan will be on this same corner in front of the cigar store, possibly again next week at this time, possibly not. Depends on whether they pay.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
7:45 at KECA, Los Angeles. If you like a soft drink that's refreshing, well, that's Sparkita Up. It bubbles in your glass, it tingles on your tongue, It leaves you feeling cool and refreshed. Speak up for Sparkita Up. Remember, Sparkita Up is Sputnik.